the Lord is with all of you.
And also with you.
A proclamation from the Holy Writing according to the Gospel of St. Matthew. May this the word of the Lord always in our mouth, on our lips, and in our heart. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth, went to live in the park by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. That would have been said that Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, away to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those who climb, dwelling in the land overshadowed by death, the light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He was walking by the Sea of Galilee. He saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, I'll make you fishers of people." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat with their father and followed him. He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Question to ask you, it's rather personal. How many of us have senior moments? Or if you're younger, middle-aged mama? Have you ever gone to a room wondering why did I go here? You're looking for your keys, wondering whether two? There's various ways in which we age. It's often we need encouragement. We need to have people to tell us it's okay. Not to criticize us when we have those moments, but to be realizing that as we age, we make mistakes, we forget. We have those moments we call senior moments. There's a couple, Ethel and Bill. Ethel was trying to encourage her husband about his golf game, so she asked him one day, "How's it going?" He said to her, "Well, I can hit the ball on the green, I can't see where it goes, so I'm going to have to give this up. I'm actually getting worse and worse." She said, "Well, that's not bad, but you're 75 years old. Why don't you take your brother Ed with you? He's got green eyes, he sees everything." And Bill said to her, "Well, he's 85 years old." So to satisfy her, he took his brother Ed the next day to play golf. He swallowed with the ball. Ball goes down the green. He says to his brother, "Did you see where it went?" "Yes, I did, but I forgot." It's strange how we can, should we say, not remember things. Our gospel today, I think, gives us a great encouragement to how we are to live. Jesus is proclaimed by Matthew as being the light, the view of Zebulun and Naphtali, the Gentiles of the sea. proclaims that the kingdom of God is at hand. You might ask yourself, how do you encourage others to be a light? Rather, even more so, how are you a light to your own family, your spouse, your children, your grandchildren? How are you a light to your parents, your siblings, your co-workers, your neighbors? Perhaps to the neighbor you would like to say, or your relative, you would like to say, have a senior moment, forget about me. How do you look at others, and how do they see the light of Christ in yourself? Jesus encouraged the disciples to follow him. He didn't say to Peter, John, James, or Andrew, bow down before me. He didn't say, listen to me. He simply said, follow me. He says the same to you and I. Follow him. Let our lives be filled with the presence of God. As he was a light to the world, we're called to be a light to one another. As he lives, we live. And because he lives, we live. The light of Christ is there. Do we share it? Do we allow it to be seen? And should you have senior moments, enjoy it.